Look at a map of New England and you'll see lots of forest habitat. But a growing challenge for wildlife is that this habitat is increasingly fractured. As we've built up roads and housing developments, now crossing between key habitat areas, such as from the Adirondacks to the Green Mountains, can be a dangerous trip for a moose or a bear. To tackle this regional challenge, New England and eastern Canadian states have banded together to preserve what they've identified as 9 key critical pathways between large forest habitats. 6 out of the 9 of those linkage areas happen to fall in Vermont. As VPR's Kathleen Masterson reports, part of the project involves studying just how animals cross the road.
To be clear, these aren't any old road crossings. Conservation biologists are specifically looking to preserve pathways in places that link large forested habitat across the northeastern continent. This bridge on Route 15 in Woolkit, Vermont, could be one tiny piece of keeping a pathway open that connects the Worcester Mountains with Vermont's Northeast Kingdom. Paul Mirangelo is a conservation biologist with the Vermont chapter of the Nature Conservancy. He pulls out a statewide map to show just why this spot is a potentially key area for wildlife to cross safely between forested lands.
And all the light shades of green that you see here are ways that we think through computer modeling are the most likely places that they're going to be moving based on habitat. These crossroads in certain areas, that's where we're focusing some of this conservation work, because roads are critical barriers.
But for animals wandering along the stream bed, bridges are an opportunity to walk right under the highway. Here, if they walk along the Wild Branch, a tributary of the Lamoille River, it goes right under Route 15.
So this is a great example. We're right here. We're right in the middle of this green band. There's a big bridge here. It's probably one of the best places on Route 15 where animals can theoretically or potentially walk under the highway.
You can tell by the rush of traffic that the road is potentially a deterrent for many species. It's noisy, dangerous, and exposed. And indeed, initial data are showing that wildlife avoid roads. But some animals do use culverts and bridges to cross. And biologists wanted to see what characteristics encourage animals to cross a road safely. So they put up cameras in some key areas, including here.
We have 4 here right under the bridge. You can see there's 2 up on that bridge pier, about 20 feet in the air, and there's 1 on the opposite side as well.
We pick our way down the embankment to look under the bridge.
This site is interesting for a number of reasons. We also have a couple of cameras up in habitat away from the road. We have 2 to the south of here. We've seen pictures of moose and bear within about 1,000 feet of this bridge, so we know they're in the vicinity.
Yet so far, those animals aren't crossing under this bridge. Mirangelo says 2 years' worth of camera photos show that right now mostly raccoons and groundhogs cross here. One reason that moose and bear are avoiding the spot could be the way the bridges are built.
You can see under the bridge, one of the reasons why we think this might be an important place is there's a lot of room under here. A lot of it is taken up by the river and these big rocks, which are actually not the best places for wildlife to move.
Mirangelo is pointing to a slope bolstered by 3-foot-plus boulders. It's called riprap, and it's designed to keep the riverbanks under the bridge abutments from eroding. But it doesn't make for easy walking for hoofed animals like deer or moose. The Vermont Agency of Transportation's new standard is when bridges are built to actually fill in the boulders with dirt and grass so animals can pick a path more easily. Little details like this are already showing promise in other areas. Since dirt was filled in under I-89 in Waterbury, many deer are captured on camera using the crossing. That's part of the camera project's goal, to see where animals are crossing, what size bridges and culverts do they use, and going forward, what textures and other characteristics lend themselves to animals crossing. For instance, do they like to walk on rocks or dirt or grass?
So that either individual animals or generations over time can move, so that sort of smaller populations are mingling with each other so that there's more genetic diversity. That's really critical for the long-term viability and health of wildlife populations.
That's Phil Huffman, also with the Nature Conservancy in Vermont. Their work is largely funded by the Agency of Transportation. So far, there are wildlife cameras at 23 sites in Vermont. Other states, including Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and Maine, as well as several eastern Canadian provinces, have also done wildlife camera projects as part of the Staying Connected initiative. Jens Hilke is a biologist with the Vermont Fish and Wildlife. He says keeping forest habitat linked is increasingly important.
In the world of a changing climate, wildlife and all species are adjusting their ranges to this new reality. So that movement potential between these large core habitats becomes even more important.
The Vermont Agency of Transportation has already changed certain infrastructure standards. And creating more ways for animals to cross under roads could protect human lives, too, by reducing highway fatalities from cars hitting deer and moose. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Kathleen Masterson.